Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
Listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hey, everybody.
Matt, can you believe that we're already halfway through season 10?
No way. Seriously?
But that reminds me.
Oh, boy. I feel a joke coming on right about...
Julie, did you hear the orange only made it halfway across the street?
No, Matt, I didn't. I wonder why.
Yeah, apparently he ran out of juice.
Okay, now that we've gotten that out of our system, so far on this season of God's Big Story, we've learned all about how God is unchanging. He is good, creator, holy, and just.
Wow, so many great attributes. I'm understanding more and more about who God is and what he's like.
Well, buckle up, friend, because we're not done yet. We've got more attributes to introduce, like the one for today's episode. God is sovereign.
Sovereign? Now that's a word I've never heard before. What does sovereign mean?
I'm not quite sure, but I think it might have something to do with being in charge.
Oh, like when your teacher leaves the classroom and she picks a class monitor to keep an eye on everyone while she's gone?
Maybe like that, but I think it's a little more than that. Oh, you know what, Matt? I have an idea. I think I know of someone who might be able to help us. Someone even more influential than a classroom monitor.
Oh, yeah? Well, who could that be?
David, the politician.
Great idea, Julie.
Let's say politician together.
Politician!
Did someone say politician?
Well, hello. It's our good friend, David. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Matt. I'm so excited to join your little party here.
The attribute we're learning about today is a big word that I've never heard before. Sovereign. Julie remembers it has something to do with being in charge, but we know there's more to it than just that.
That is a big word, Matt, and I think you elected just the right person to help you understand what it means. Sovereign means that God has the right, wisdom, and power to do all that he pleases.
Whoa, no wonder it's such a big word. That seems like a big responsibility.
It is, Julie. Kind of like my job. As a politician, I'm chosen by a group of people to make decisions and in some way be in charge of how that group of people is supposed to live, work, and interact together.
You get to make the rules? No fair.
In a way, yes. I propose laws, make decisions, and do my best to represent and speak for the people who elected me.
That's a lot of power.
You know, it is, but not anything like the power that God has. As a politician, I can't just do and through laws make other people do whatever I want. my power is limited. God, on the other hand, is totally and completely sovereign. He's in charge of and can do everything and anything he wants. Psalm 115:3 says that God is in the heavens and does all that he pleases, or whatever he wants.
Now that is power.
It sure is. In my job, I have to answer to the people who elected me for all the decisions. God answers to no one. He does all that he pleases. That means he can do whatever he wants because he's God.
No offense, but unlike politicians, I'm so glad that God is unchanging, good, holy, and just. The attributes we talked about earlier this season.
None taken, Julie. I actually completely agree. Because God is all of those things and more, we can rest and have peace knowing that he is sovereign.
David, I don't know how we would have understood today's attribute without your help.
Yes. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know. I vote we have you back on the show again sometime soon.
Good one, Julie. I'd be happy to. And I hope this helps you learn even more as you hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Dear God, thank you for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our story begins with Jesus teaching in the synagogue, which was sort of like he was teaching at church. The people who heard Jesus speak saw that he taught with authority. He taught as someone who was in charge and whose teaching was to be believed, trusted, and obeyed.
Now there was a man in the synagogue who was being harmed or bothered by an evil spirit. Okay, to help us understand this passage, here are a couple of things you need to know about evil spirits or demons. Demons are angels who sinned against God. They follow Satan. They are God's enemies, so they are enemies of God's children.
That's right. And their goals are to distract, deceive, and discourage God's children. They do not want God to be glorified or worshiped, and want to harm the faith of those who believe.
It's also important to understand that demons are stronger than humans. Remember, demons are fallen angels. Angels are stronger than humans, so demons are stronger than humans too.
Back to the story. While Jesus was teaching, the man with the evil spirit yelled out with a loud voice and asked Jesus why he was there. His actual words were, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
Whoa. So imagine how much that must have startled everyone in the synagogue. Imagine you were at church listening to the pastor preach, and someone from the crowd stood up and started yelling at the pastor. Pretty wild. What would you do in that situation?
I'm sure everyone was on pins and needles waiting to see how Jesus was going to respond to the man. But before we hear, let's learn some things about evil spirits from what the man said. Here we see the evil spirit knew who Jesus was. It called Jesus the Holy One of God. The spirit also recognized that Jesus had authority to destroy it. While demons are stronger than humans, they are not stronger than Jesus, not even close.
Now, let's get an even closer look at this story by reading Jesus's response to the man from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 35 through 37. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Luke 4, 35 through 37. Remember, it's always okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Luke 4, 35 through 37 says, "But Jesus rebuked him," that means the evil spirit, "saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.' And when the demon had thrown him, the man, down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him, the man, no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power, Jesus commands the unclean spirits and they come out." And reports about Jesus went out into every place in the surrounding region.
Jesus had power and authority over the unclean spirit. So an attribute of God we see from today's story is that God is sovereign. He has the right, wisdom, and power to do all that he pleases.
Let's think about the three main words in that definition and see how each one play out in the story we just read. Starting with right. God has the right to do all that he pleases. Can you salute like a soldier and say, "Yes, sir"? Good job. And because Jesus is the Son of God, he has complete authority over all things ever created, including Satan.
Wisdom. God has the wisdom to do all that he pleases. Can you point to your head and nod? Great. And because he is God, the Son, Jesus knows what is best, and he does what is best. He never makes a mistake.
Power. God has the power to do all that he pleases. Show me your best arm flex. Nice. Because Jesus is God the Son, nothing is stronger than him, and nothing is too hard for him.
Wow. Those who love and trust Jesus look to him and his strength. They do not look to their own ability to fight temptation, sin, or evil spirits. They call upon Jesus' name and authority because Jesus is stronger than and has authority over everything. Remember, God is sovereign. He has the right, wisdom, and power to do all that he pleases. Hey, parents. Are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 seconds.
Wait. I got this. 5 second fly through review.
Whoa. Our friend David is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, David.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. Fill in the blank. An attribute tells us when someone or something is...
like.
That's right. Question number two. True or false? Only God is sovereign.
True.
Question number three. Fill in the blank. God has the right, wisdom, and power to do all that he...
pleases.
That's right. Question number four. True or false? Jesus is stronger than evil spirits.
True.
Last question. Question number five. Fill in the blank. God is in charge of...
everything!
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, draw a picture of what you think it means and looks like for God to be sovereign. Maybe it looks like a crown or a throne. Get creative and share it with someone you know.
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of God's attributes.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
God is worthy.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about God's sovereignty and authority, you can turn to Luke chapter 4 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.